This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Sarah Sawyer's dream is to be a famous influencer. But in reality, she's far from it.
How's my post with Adam and Eva doing?
Oh, two comments, both from your parents.
Until she made a wish.
And I'm finally a famous influencer! The only problem is, I'm not sure how I got here.
Because having millions of followers comes with millions of problems.
I'm getting canceled because I'm the face of a problematic designer and I can't get out of it.
Come here. I'm a hugger.
Sarah! Adam! So you are having an affair. Can you confirm?
The news is everywhere. This is fantastic.
Featuring Dumois.
Now, Sarah, this photo of you and your best friend, Eva Evolving's boyfriend and business partner, Adam, is everywhere. Can you tell me what is going on here?
Perez Hilton.
I don't know if I legally should be here.
Kristen Doty.
He's not worth it.
And Christy Carlson Romano.
Whatever you do, just stay away from psychics. And that includes the ones on TikTok.
Will Sarah survive the nonstop scandals that come with being in the social media spotlight? Listen now to Bad Influencer on your favorite streaming platform.
Why is he here? Is that champagne?
Toby has some great news.
I heard back from Colfax.
What? When? We didn't get anything at the fake Toby Johnson email account.
He called me just now, and he's giving Wiley $1 million to get off the ground.
What? Isn't that exciting?
Oh my God!
It worked!
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 3.
Whoa! 1 million? 1 million? God, that's like a joke number, not something we'd actually have in a bank account. It worked. It actually worked. Wow. Wow, 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 wow!
I know this whole thing was a gamble, but, I guess, like, thank you for agreeing to do this.
I know I can make great things happen for Wiley. I'm so excited to work with you both.
Right. We'll work on getting you your $10,000 plus whatever this champagne costs, and... Hey, we'll even throw in that $200 for today's performance.
I mean, I'm involved now.
What are you talking about? You're not involved. You're not anything.
I want to give this a shot.
This has got to be a bad dream. This has got to be a bad dream. This isn't happening. There's no this. There's no shot. There's just me and Juliet. Oh my God, is that why you quit your barista job?
You quit your job?
This morning.
How'd you know that?
Does it matter?
I just believed so much in your company, I took a leap of faith.
Toby, don't get me wrong. We appreciate the help, but...
I know this is unconventional.
Unconventional? What do you mean?
Rex believes that I'm an integral part of the company.
You want to be a part of the company? Like a full-time employee?
Juliet, I already am a part of the company. Think about it. How can this possibly work without me now? I can't just disappear.
Agree to disagree, pal. What are you bringing to the table besides... What is this? Sparkling wine?
I know you don't like me, Valerie. But Rex and I have a relationship now. That's what I bring to the table. And it's worth $1 million. If I just go away, what will happen?
We already decided this. You were going to have a family emergency.
He'll doubt our commitment if I pull an excuse like that. I can help. I'm good at this. Maybe a slower transition is better to make sure nothing messes this up for you guys. Ladies, I mean, women. For Wiley.
For Wiley? Forcing your way into our company that you know nothing about is not for Wiley. It's for you. And no fucking way I'm gonna forget that.
Does this mean I'm in?
I don't think we really have a choice.
I don't want you to feel like that.
We always have a choice, Jules.
Look, it's a 10-minute conversation with Toby that secured the money. The Colfaxes might pull out if he leaves. I'm not ready to give up on Wiley just when we get the money we've been working our butts off to get.
Okay, but you're just gonna help us out because you're a nice guy?
Ugh, no. So-called nice guys are the worst guys. I get to make some connections, play the role of a lifetime, but it could also help you two out. And exit when the time is right. It could be a win-win for us.
You're around for now.
Right. Excellent. For now, I think the best course of action is everyone gets some sleep. Tomorrow, we can talk over what we're going to do moving forward.
If I killed you right now, I think it would be considered a crime of passion.
Take it easy, Val.
The power of three, like Han Solo, Leia, and Chewbacca.
Wait, am I supposed to be the Chewbacca in this scenario? I'm not even a human being. Let me guess. Juliet is Princess Leia.
General. General Leia Organa.
Yes, General, I am at your service. We're gonna take Wiley to the next level, don't you see? It's gonna be great. See you tomorrow.
So Valerie is the risk taker. She's a problem solver. She executes quickly. God, I really love that about her. She just takes charge and makes things happen. Anyway, you know the whole tech ethos, build fast and break things? Well, she definitely broke it. But her heart was in the right place. She did it for Juliet, for Wiley. But it started to backfire. Of course, Val thought she could fix it. Except by now, Juliet had her own ideas on how to make this right.
What the fuck was that? What are we gonna do? Oh my God, he's trying to—
Val, hold on. I know there's a lot to process, but oh my God, after years of all of our hard work, Wiley finally has seed money. We haven't even celebrated yet. So what if Toby wants to hang around? We earned what we got.
I'm supposed to celebrate the fact that we just handed over $1 million to your fucking barista boyfriend? Wait, he's not even a barista anymore. Don't you think that's sketchy?
Whoa, he is not my boyfriend.
Not yet, thank God. Maybe there's still time for you to see him like he really is before you sit on his face.
Did you ever think that maybe I do know Toby? I certainly know him better than you.
Do you? Seems to me like this could have been his plan all along. You spent months telling him about Wiley, and he charmed you with that sweet dumb guy act so he could weasel his way into the company. CEO with benefits.
That's a really crappy thing to say to your best friend. The only way a guy could be interested in me is because he wants to weasel his way into my company?
No, of course not. No, I didn't mean to even imply that in the tiniest way. No, you're so cute. There are miniature puppies somewhere going like, that bitch is too cute, and you're literally the smartest woman I know, and you're powerful in your own way. And how long am I gonna have to backtrack here?
You may stop. Look, the situation with Toby could be worse.
What's possibly worse?
We could have not gotten the money at all, but we did. This is only a temporary situation. And he believes in us.
Unfortunately, the us he believes in includes him.
Listen to me, Val. Yes, I did tell him about Wiley, but long before there was anything in it for him, and there was nothing for him to weasel in on. He listened to me whine about the codes and technical—
You shared Wiley code with Toby Johnson? Your genius code that's better than what anyone else in Silicon Valley is writing?
Not enough to matter. We've already established that I'm the smartest woman you know, okay?
Well, book smart.
Smart, smart. And Toby Johnson is just this actor dude from LA who's never had a coding lesson in his life. He's not one of the Patagonia bros. He's just a regular guy. He's also very, very hot.
I'm gonna keep my eye on him. For Wiley's sake and yours.
Look, I can take care of myself. And remember, Toby didn't scheme his way into any of this. We invited him in. He's not plotting to defraud us. We're supposed to be celebrating, Val. Here, let's...
Don't drink that. It's blood champagne.
I'm going to celebrate $1 million, whether you like it or not. Wiley has $1 million. Can we just be happy that we got the money? Can we do this, Val? Because if not, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Okay. I hear you. Yeah. Give me that. I told you I'd make our dreams come true, and I'll get it done. We'll assume Toby genuinely wants to be involved with Wiley.
Great. Yes. Perfect. Thank you, Val.
You're welcome, little Jules. May the sex be with you.
To Wiley.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, I hear your drunken southern drawl has come out. Does this mean the date went terribly?
Oh, she likes cat toys but doesn't like cats. So that's how the date went. I found myself another date at Freddy's. We made out. Fair outcome. Wait a minute. I see a bottle of bubbly.
It was terrible, and I drank every last drop.
What are we celebrating or drowning our sorrows about? Did that Toby guy hurt Juliet's feelings?
No. What makes you say that?
Where is Jules?
In bed. It's past midnight.
Okay. So I ran into Toby this afternoon. It was around 1 p.m. and he said he was on his break. But we were a mile away from the cafe. And he was on a super shady phone call in Russian.
Sus. Totes sus. Yeah, I doubt he's a government spy. Must be corporate espionage.
Oligarchs are gonna oligarch.
This Toby asshole has totally muscled his way into the company.
Wait, you got the funding? Congratulations!
Thanks. I wish murderous feelings didn't come along with it. You said you saw him at 1 p.m., which was a few hours after the meeting with Colfax and way before Toby arrived at our apartment to tell us the good news.
Sketch.
Super sketch. He quit his barista job this morning.
But he pretended he still had it when I ran into him.
Oh, what did that shady roach get up to? Oh, I told Jules we couldn't trust him.
Why are you smiling like that?
Well, because I may have just gotten a brilliant idea.
Uh-oh. A drunk idea is what got you in this mess.
I'm sober enough. Trust me, this is good. This is good.
Grandma, hi, it's Juliet.
Oh, hey, baby. What's going on?
I have some good news. Wiley got the funding. $1 million.
What now?
Wiley, my company, it's funded. An investor gave us $1 million.
Oh, hallelujah. I can't wait to brag about my grandbaby at Sunday service. Ooh. Sister McIntyre's face is gonna crack. Congratulations, baby. Ooh, what happens now?
We start hiring people and developing the platform. Oh, and we rent new offices.
I'm so happy for you. Yes.
Thanks, Grandma.
Sorry about that. I'm just here cooking. And my grandbaby called to tell me that she made $1 million. Don't forget who bought you your first book.
I won't. I got you, Graham.
Don't tell your cousins I said this, but you always were the smartest. You're our biggest hope.
Thanks, Grandma.
Listen, I won't keep you. Valerie's got a whole schedule planned out for us now, so I've got to go get in there. You know how she is.
Oh, I know. Don't let that girl boss you around too much, you hear? How is she anyway?
She's good. Yeah, really thrilled about the news.
You know I love her like she's my own granddaughter, but I never liked the idea of you two going into business together. Money changes people. Now, don't get too smart. It's true. And $1 million is a lot of money.
I know.
Honey, you all right?
Yeah, of course. I just have a lot of stuff I gotta take care of.
Okay. You know you can talk to me about anything. Don't you, Juliet?
Of course I know.
Okay, then. Juliet, I am so proud of you. And I'm going to try to get your grandpa to take a picture of Sister McIntyre's cracked face when I tell her about $1 million.
I love your petty streak.
Oh, thank you. Oh, baby, love you. Bye now.
$1 million is a lot of money.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
See, Juliet's a problem solver, too. She just has a different methodology. She calls her grandma for advice. She's the type to get buried in lines of code for hours without looking up. Because she's analytical and thoughtful and needs to hear herself think. Remember, this wasn't her plan. But she got on board for Val. For Wiley. And the prospect of funding meant freedom. So why not take the money? Build this thing finally, their way. But this is where the collaboration starts to go sideways. Pear-shaped, belly up. Case in point, Valerie's new plan to push Toby out.
Hey, Val. Just heard the news about Wiley. Congrats. Toby sounds like a keeper. It's nice to hear good things happening. You deserve it.
Aha! It's working. Thanks for the message. Toby is amazing. Juliet discovered him. I can't believe we snatched him up before someone else. Can't wait for you to meet him, but don't steal him from us. Ugh, vomit.
Morning, Valerie.
Coffee.
Reyna, you got us. Yes, please. Thank you. Class today?
I'm not taking any full-time classes this semester. Got a list of readings to do.
I seriously can't keep track of your life. You know, you have the most university degrees of anyone I know, but I still have no idea how you make a living, right?
That's because it's wildly uninteresting. What do you have going on today, Ms. Million Dollars?
Some interviews, a review of our partnership strategy, and I think I have to hire a law firm now.
Sexy, in case you get sued?
It's when you know we've made it.
Any thoughts on Operation Oust Comrade Toby?
Actually...
Good morning, ladies.
She's wearing her ass-hugging jeans and tight Baby Yoda tee. Your lawyer should specialize in sexual harassment.
What are you guys talking about?
Just that I still can't get over this. Wiley is happening. I'm so happy for you guys.
Right? I'm so excited, but a little overwhelmed.
I bet. Valerie was just telling me about all these staffing interviews she had lined up and...
Wait,
like...
all these interviews? Val, are you hiring people already? Hey, I thought we agreed to take it slow. I know Toby got a line of credit really fast, but...
Almost immediately.
All I'm saying is that we should scale up slowly.
Yeah, but we also have to show results. You know, I just need a little marketing help, maybe a part-time accountant to counterbalance the sentient vanilla ice cream we're calling our co-founder. I vow to hire the most kick-ass people I can find.
Very funny. Speaking of Toby, I'm meeting him to go over a few things.
Use protection.
Shut up.
Where are you two meeting?
Ground Zero.
Where?
It's a distastefully named espresso bar. Great pour-overs, though.
Okay, have fun.
Not too much fun.
Don't worry about me. You just keep from going overboard with the new hires.
Co-founder, overboard! Mayday, mayday! Just kidding. I'll take care of everything. See you later, bestie.
Oh, God, sorry. I didn't mean to start a thing.
No, it's not your fault. It's just growing pains. You know, I'm eager to get us staffed up, and she wants to train Toby. Isn't she, like, a bazillion times too good for him?
Absolutely.
I wish she could see that.
But he's lying to her. I know you don't want to say anything, but maybe we could...
No, we can't. Not yet. What would it even do to her self-esteem if I accused her crush of company sabotage? No, just let me wait till I have proof in my hand. But on the flip side, the Wiley post already has like 913 likes, 67 comments, and 343 shares.
Damn!
Look at this.
LOL, two chicks making a gaming app?
What? No, that's a troll. The comment from Derek LaPena.
Great talent at Wiley. These girls know how to pick 'em.
Valerie, why am I reading this? Okay, Derek's a friend from college, a headhunter. No, talent recruiter. And you, dearest Reyna, are about to bear witness to the beginnings of my master plan.
You're listening to The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Munsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing and Melissa Pons of Hemlock Creek Productions. Supervising sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson. Find more shows like The Co-Founder by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production.
Hello?
Hey, bonjour. Checking out on the game plan. I think,
Did it work? This is Toby's voicemail. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Ha, Tobes. Major psych out, you got me. Don't mind the bats, I'm in Brazil gathering some ethically sourced guano for my new topiary. So I was saying, what's the status here? Because I'm really feeling Wiley's vibe, you know? So get in and stay in until I have further instructions. This could be a great investment op. And since you owe me an insane amount of money, this needs to be your way to make good or else. Okay, great, grind it, Tubbs. Chill, buds, chill. I'm just gonna sneak over. There we go. Oh man, wiping out in back one was the worst.